Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to our consideration of last Sunday's Gospel. It's a nice wee section from Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. So it's something that happened to Jesus that has a point. It's an anecdote from the life of Jesus. And the point is that you have to be ready. There's a now of the day is salvation. Now is very important for Luke, and you'll hear it in Acts as well. So that take the opportunity when you have it, in other words. So we'll begin with some people arrived and told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with that of their sacrifices. That's a very delicate way of putting it's a very savage attack on a kind of rabbly, rebellious, noisy, maybe objecting to Roman rule kind of people that came from Galilee. They were noted, and Jesus had them in his 12 apostles, noted for having a lot of zealots in their community. So you can imagine in our parlance, people come down from Andersonstown, you know, down to the city hall, and they did what people from Andersonstown do. So Pilate had his army attack these people to restore law and order, and mingled their blood with the blood of their sacrifices. Now, at this, he said to them, "Do you suppose that these Galileans who suffered like that were greater sinners than any other Galileans?" And if you think of it, that's a way of thinking that some of us still have, that bad things happen to people because of some sin they committed, that they are great sinners and God was punishing them through this awful event with the soldiers. Or the other story, the tower at Siloam falling on them. The 18 people, that's quite a lot of people, who died in a major kind of accident in Jerusalem. So Jesus is really saying the point that, you know, you can't go judging people and saying, well, he's a bigger sinner, the bad things are happening to him, and he's a really bad sinner, the worst things happen to him. No, the point is that we ought to be examining our own conscience. Unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. In other words, it's not just lose your life, but you will just end your life, and you'll have no eternal life, and you'll be gone someday, and you don't know where, you don't know when or how. And maybe a Roman soldier gets you, or a tower falls on you, or get knocked down by a bus. But you have to repent, or you will all perish like they did. You'll just end up dead, and dead to eternal life. So with this repentance and the now effort of it, the need for it to happen now, is the theme of this particular extract from the Gospel. And then he tells a parable about the fig tree, and he came looking for fruit but found none. When you look at that parable, it's a parable about the mercy of God, and the mercy of God to come back and, you know, give it more time. There's another chance for the tree to produce its fruit, another chance for us to produce our fruit. The gardener, you could see the gardener as being Christ, the Lord of compassion and love. And he's the one that works on us, digs around us, pokes at us, literally. And it's a good thing that he does, and that he wakes us up to our own need for conversion. A wee point there about the why a fig tree, and or it could have been a grapevine. We often see grapes mentioned. Grapes and figs were figures of God's goodness, God's bounty, God's providing life for us. And they often were seen in Jewish art, wee friezes and decorations in their synagogues with figs and with grapes. So we're supposed to produce the bounty that God produces for us. We're supposed to bring life as God brings life to us. We're supposed to be the people who enhance other people's lives with our compassion, with our thoughtfulness. So we're back then to repenting and making use of the time that God has given us in the now of salvation. So, as I said, a delightful wee passage from Luke in this season of Lent. So some thoughts then for sharing. Jesus rejects the idea that personal misfortune is God's punishment for sin, yet a serious illness or accident can serve as a wake-up call about how we live our lives. How have such experiences given you a greater appreciation of the value of your life and relationships, and of the time and opportunities at your disposal? Another one, I wait till tomorrow to do that. Have you ever said that and then found the chance has gone the next day? In the story, we're told we're called to recognize God at work in our lives and respond to him. And now is the opportune moment. When have you been glad you did not put off action to the following day? So let us pray. God of salvation, we stand before you on holy ground, for your name is glorified and your mercy revealed wherever your mighty deeds are remembered. Since you are holy and forbearing, turn us from every rash and shallow judgment to seek the ways of repentance. We ask this through Christ, our deliverance and our hope, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, holy and mighty God, forever and ever. Amen. So God bless you and God bless the work you do.